The NPP says it will collaborate with the Chief Justice to create a division at the High Court to deal with issues relating to intellectual property rights. Though there is a copyright tribunal, the party believes an additional division will speed up processes relating to stolen intellectual properties. A member of the NPP campaign team and MP for Anyasa Utum, Shelley Ayokobotri, who made this known at a news conference in Accra, said the new division will be complete with a dedicated enforcement unit with other series of policies in place for the industry. Madam Ayokobotri pledged the party's commitment to make the creative arts industry a viable one for its members and the country. A report by Yvonne Atilego.
Outlining the various reforms the party intends to introduce for the creative arts industry, Madam Ayokobotri said MPP's new policies on the industry was born out of series of meetings with the sector to know their challenges and help solve them. She said requisite attention and incentives will be given to the industry to flourish, to create jobs, especially for the teeming youth. This is because the sector has the potential to grow the economy and contribute greatly to GDP. She outlined some other policies for the sector.
We will make available funds to modernize and develop the sector, and we will establish a creative arts fund. The MPP will collaborate with the Chief Justice to create a division of the High Court with focus on the creative arts to deal with all matters relating to intellectual property rights, complete with a dedicated enforcement unit and not the current four-man anti-piracy police team. The MPP will properly establish a creative arts council to coordinate and harmonize the various interests of its members.
Madam Ayokobotri also touched on other aspects of the industry that will be developed.
We will pursue the construction of modern large seating theatres in every regional capital, beginning with Accra, Takoradi, Tamale and Kumasi. We already have one in Accra. What we will do is, because the major problem that people face is that we don't have a large seating auditorium. So that's what we will deal with in Accra. We will provide incentives to the hospitality and creative industries that will enable them to create jobs.
The party said laying bare these policies on the creative arts industry is to better help Ghanaians understand the good intentions the party has for the industry.
Yvonne Atilego reporting.